A war against war is war.
Recognizing that you are the creator of your own experience and learning to deliberately do so by directing your thoughts is an adjustment for most people, because most people believe that you make things happen through action. Not only have you believed that action is what makes things happen, but you also believe that if you apply pressure to unwanted things, they'll go away. That's why you have a war against poverty and a war against drugs and a war against AIDS and a war against terrorism. And although you may believe that pushing against those unwanted things will cause them to leave your experience, that's not how the laws of the universe work. And that's not the proof of your experience either, for all of those wars are getting bigger. Attention to the lack of what is wanted causes it to increase and come closer to you, just as focusing upon what is wanted causes it to increase and come closer to you. When you relax into your natural well-being, when you make statements such as, "I seek abundance and I trust the laws of the universe. I've identified the things that I want and now I'm going to relax and allow them into my experience," more of what you desire will come. If your financial situation feels like a struggle, you're pushing your financial well-being farther away. But when you begin to feel ease regarding your financial situation, you're then allowing more abundance to flow into your experience. It really is as simple as that. And so when you see others excelling in their attraction of money and you feel negative emotion about it, that is your signal that your current thought is not allowing the abundance that you desire into your experience. When you find yourself critical of the way anyone has attracted or is using money, you're pushing money away from yourself. But when you realize that what others do with money has nothing to do with you, and that your primary work is to think and speak and do what feels good to you, then you will be in alignment not only about the subject of money, but about every important subject in your physical experience.